Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to today's episode of Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who are new to me, I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. And before we start, I do want to remind everyone that today's show is sponsored by free third eye readings. So you can go to psychicshock.net/third eye, and you can go there to check out their group, as well as all that they have to offer when it comes to readings and healings and all that good stuff when it comes to learning, helping you to learn more about who you are. And so I am so happy to be here. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. And for those who don't know, you can connect with us live on our Facebook page, our Facebook group, by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And there you can, you'll be in our group. And I will be live on air there as well. I won't have my camera on there, but there's a reason for that. And it has to do with our topic that we have been going through this month on discovering our gifts. So today we have three special angels stepping forward for us with our energy of this week. So we have Archangel Haniel, as well as Archangel Uriel and Archangel Shamuel. So this week's energy, as we in the States get ready for Thanksgiving, is about loving ourselves. So last week we went through last week's energy was a little bit about that as well, loving ourselves, being grateful for ourselves. And so we're kind of continuing that energy in loving ourselves. And Archangel Haniel steps forward, and she doesn't really step forward too often when it comes to myself and my shows. And she's stepping forward. And she's been hanging around for a while around me. And she's stepping forward because she wants us to really give ourselves that grace to forgive ourselves for those things that come our way that we are hard on ourselves about. So many times we are able to forgive others very easily, but when it comes to ourselves, we have a hard time doing that. And so Archangel Haniel is here to remind us that we have to give ourselves grace, that we have to forgive ourselves for those things that the mistakes that we make, because we have to remember that we are human. Even though we may be these perfect souls, we're still human. So it's really important for us to give ourselves that grace and forgive ourselves when we have those times where, if you have children, if you yell at them, to forgive yourself for it and then be able to move on. So, forgive ourselves, learn the lessons behind them, and to move on and release it and let it go, so that when the time comes when a similar situation happens, we can then be able to move on through it in a better better way, you know, respond in a better way and not be triggered by, you know, our children, or, you know, if we forget to do something, or, you know, we aren't there for someone because, you know, because of, you know, the mistakes that we make, to be able to, you know, shift our energy quickly and learn the lessons from it and say, okay, now I'm going to be able to, you know, if this happens again, I'm going to be able to be able to respond in a different way, to be able to change my perspective so that it won't be a trigger, or it won't be something that frustrates us, or something that makes us feel those emotions that we're, you know, we that are not who we are. And so that's, you know, what Archangel Haniel is here to remind us of. So, you know, first to do that this week, at the beginning of this week, and then we have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward. And Archangel Shamuel is always there when it comes to loving ourselves and self-care. And it was funny, this weekend I was tuning in and asking about this energy, and Archangel Shamuel stepped forward and reminded me that it's time to set intentions. And I was a little confused at first. I was like, okay, we set our intentions for the beginning of the month or a new moon. And I totally didn't realize that we had the new moon this week. So, you know, that's what they remind me of afterwards, that there was this new moon. And so it's going to be important for us to do that forgiving of ourselves and then set intentions, set new intentions, so that we can really move forward in what it is that we're meant to do, what it is our purpose is, and those things that we truly want to achieve and want to manifest into our lives in this new cycle that we're in, you know, this week when it comes to the full moon or the new moon. So, you know, I encourage all of us to do that after, especially letting go and healing from, you know, being able to forgive ourselves. And then, you know, as we set those intentions, to love ourselves as we set those intentions. So Archangel Shamuel, also we do have Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us as well when it comes to setting intentions and manifesting. You know, she's always great when it comes to doing that. So, you know, be sure to tune in with the angels this week and to ask Archangel Shamuel, with his wonderful energy of love, to really show you and have you to see and feel that love that the divine brings us. And so that is that part of the energy. But as we also step into the energy of loving ourselves, forgiving ourselves, and really giving us ourselves that grace, Archangel Uriel steps forward, and he is there to help us to really see our power. And so this week, as we do the loving ourselves, and as we tune in to do the releasing and letting go of those things that no longer serve us, Archangel Uriel is there to help us, to remind us of that power that we have, that power that's within us as we love ourselves, as we, you know, really set that foundation of who we truly are, which is that divine love and light that we are. And so as we love ourselves, as we do those things that we are passionate about, as we are reminded of who we truly are, you know, that power comes in, the power of who we are, the power of just how important that we are and how magnificent that we are, and that we're here to do so many amazing things. And so Archangel Uriel is going to remind us through opportunities that come in. And opportunities, and experiences are not only just those things that come in physically, you know, outside of us, whether it may be a new job opportunity or when it comes to love, and not only those things, but those things that we need to learn are going to come in. And as they come in, to be able to shift that energy, because we know who we truly are and what it is that we're meant to do, as we do that, it's going to help us to switch that energy quickly, you know, be able to take those lessons that we've learned and be able to apply them into our lives this week as those opportunities come in, as those experiences. And, you know, for some of us, we may call them challenges. I really don't like to use that word when it comes to you know, those things that come in into our lives, because, you know, challenges make it seem more negative than it should be. You know, when it comes to those lessons that we learn from the divine, you know, we are able to switch that energy. We're able to take those lessons that we've learned and to change that perspective on it so that it isn't a challenge. So when those things come in, to be able to quickly be able to see what we're meant to take out of them when it comes to those lessons that come in. So that is going to be the energy of this week. And it's going to be amazing. We're still in that energy of manifesting. And that's why Archangel Ariel steps in for us. Because, you know, we had 11-11 earlier this month, and actually just a couple weeks ago, and we're still in that energy. We're still able to manifest easily in this month, you know, as, and we're wrapping up this month already. You know, next week, you know, when I come on next week, it's going to be the last day of the month. And so they're reminding us that, you know, as we wrap up this month, we are going to be coming out of that manifesting energy. You know, I do want to mention, though, because we're always manifesting. We are always bringing things into our life. But this energy that we were in, this amazing energy of manifesting, of 11-11 that we were in, this was, it's a more specific energy that has come in for us so that we can manifest even easier this month, you know, when it comes to our gifts, when it comes to those things that we're meant to do, to be able to see those things. And so, you know, as it starts to switch, as this energy starts to switch, I want us to really focus on that this week, to really focus on what it is that you really want to manifest, especially when it comes to next year. To, you know, kind of, you know, fast forward a little bit and to think about what it is that you want to really achieve next year. And so to be in that energy, to tune in and ask the angels, ask your guides to show you what it is that you're meant to see, what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to stepping into your purpose, stepping in, out of your comfort zone, and being able to do those things that you're meant to do. So that is the energy of this week. And I'm just so excited because, you know, this energy this week is going to be a little bit slower, but it's really about focusing on ourselves and what it is that we're really meant to do, and really loving ourselves for who we are and for the amazing, you know, beings that we are. So if you would like to talk to me about the energy, or also if you'd like to talk to me about the topic, you know, last week we talked about clairsentience and claircognizance. And so if you practiced that this week. I would love to hear about that. So give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be on air with me. Okay, so we are today talking about clairaudience and clairvoyance. So if you are on our Facebook group, you'll notice that I am not on camera today, and I wasn't on camera last week either. And there was a specific reason for that, because I want us, for those who are listening, to be able to practice these gifts as I'm on air with me. So last week I had you practice your clear feeling, your clear feeling, as well as to practice your knowing. So what was it that you felt, and what was it that you just kind of knew, that just kind of came in when it comes to your knowing and when it came to me? So I gave that challenge out. And so, if you'd like to talk to me about that, be sure to give me a call. And I'd love to hear, because, we all have these gifts. We all have these abilities to be able to psychically see, to be able to psychically know and feel. And today, clairaudience is, being able to clearly be able to hear, as well as clairvoyance, clearly being able to see. So last week I talked about a little bit about my experiences when it came to clairsentience as well as claircognizance. And now this week, I do want to, briefly mention about my experiences on this topic today as well. When it came to clairaudience, I didn't know this, but when I was younger, I always had the angels there speaking to me. So, they were always communicating with me on what it is that I need to be doing, what it was that I need to know when it comes to what the angels were showing me. I just didn't know who it was that I was speaking to. So it was always that inner voice that I had. And that's how clairaudience comes to us. That small voice that comes in, that's within us, that tells us those things that, we should be focused on, what it is that we should be doing, those right things that we should be, being to know and what to do. And so, if you can think of it this way, they have those cartoons where you're able to see an angel on one side and a devil on the other shoulder. If you remember those cartoons on TV. And, one side, the angel is telling you the good things that you should be doing, all those things that that are good. And, that angel, the angel tells you what to do. And then on the other side, you have the devil telling you not to do something or to be bad. And in that same sense, that's kind of how our clairaudience works. We have that inner voice talking to us on what it is that we should be doing. And then when it comes to the devil, that cartoon of the devil, you have to think of that character as your ego. So, ego tells us that we are not good enough in some way, that, we can't do something, that, we don't have the skills to do that we don't have the gift to do that. But that is not true. That's just ego and stepping in to keep us in our comfort zones and to keep us safe so that, you know, we are, you know, within our comfort zones and we, you know, and our mind just in telling us those things so that when we don't go out of our comfort zone. So that is, you know, how we should see that, you know, when it comes to the devil, you know, that's our ego mind telling us that we can't do something or we're not good enough in some way. But, you know, when it comes to the angel, to see that angel as that inner voice, you know, we all have angels and guides always guiding us and supporting us and there for us. And they're always showing us through different signs and also within ourselves, talking to us, letting us know that, you know, we should be doing something. We should step out of our comfort zones to whether it's to speak to certain people or to join a different group or in all these different ways that is for our highest good. And so, you know, I encourage every one of us to tune in this week. You know, this week is about tuning in, clearing out those things that no longer serve us, and then setting those intentions. And when we tune in, we're able to really hear from our angels and from our guides on what it is that we're meant to do, what it is that our next steps are, and how we're to move forward. And so I encourage all of us to really listen to that voice. We all do have that. And, you know, sometimes it's just that we don't know where it comes from. And sometimes we just miss it because it is very quick. Whenever it comes to our psychic senses, it comes really quickly. And so it's important for us to pick that up. You know, last week I had a caller about, you know, her intuition. And, you know, I had reminded her that it comes quickly, you know, when it comes to any of our second successes. And so if we are not aware of it, if we don't look for those signs, it's going to move so quickly that we miss it. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to do that tuning in, do the meditating. And as you meditate, you're going to be able to, you know, hear. And, you know, as you clear, and when it comes to meditating, you don't have to, you know, completely clear out that mind chatter. You know, it's when we tune in and when we ask our angels to step forward, they help us to be able to hear those things that we're meant to hear. And a lot of times when it comes to meditating, especially when you're new to meditating, I do have you put your hand on your heart and to imagine a space where it's very calming for you to think of those things that, you know, finds you at peace, that helps you to really see or really be able to feel that peace and be still. You know, whether it's a sunset, whether it's a body of water. I know for myself, whenever I'm near a body of water, especially like when I'm by the ocean, when I do get that chance, you know, I'm able to really zone out. I'm just able to look at the ocean and just kind of zone out, just kind of not think of anything in particular, but, you know, just stare out at the ocean and just kind of just look out there, and then my mind just kind of goes to wherever it needs to go. And that's when, you know, I'm able to hear the angels and I'm able to hear my guides step forward. I'm able to see them. I'm able to hear them and just kind of know that they're there and their presence being there. And so, you know, whenever we do meditating, you know, I do have you think of those things that help you to clear your mind, to help you to zone out. You know, whether it is a sunset out in nature. You know, whenever you look at a sunset, you know, does it help you to clear your mind, to help you to really get into that energy of just kind of spacing out and then just, you know, letting things flow in. Or whether it's, you know, you've been to the mountains and just seeing just how majestic it is, how awesome it is to be able to see those mountains and to see what it is that, you know, the divine brings us. You know, it's just amazing how nature is the way it is, you know, with, you know, how the divine has created nature and how we see the sunsets and how we see just how amazing that was. And so those things really help us, you know, especially when it comes to nature, really help us to be in that moment, to be able to tune into, you know, the spirit world, to be able to tune into, you know, and meditate and be able to hear ourselves, our inner selves, our higher selves, and to be able to tune into the our angels and guides and even different other entities that you may be able to see, other beings that you may be connected with, and then being one with nature. And so that really helps us to really be in that that energy and be that in that space of connecting, you know, being one with the universe. And so I encourage you to do that this weekend. As we do that, as you do that, you know, you are able to see and hear and feel and just know and be able to use those clear gifts that we have to be able to tune in and to be able to know what it is that we're meant to do. And so, you know, when it comes to clairaudience, that's kind of what it's like, that small voice that comes in to help you and guide you and support you in your journey in this life. And so now, when it comes to clairvoyance, that is being able to clearly see. And for myself, clairvoyance actually was one of the last gifts that I was able to really see. It wasn't one of my main gifts. And it was, you know, when I first started this journey, it was a little bit frustrating. You know, I wanted to be able, you know, because I knew that I was meant to do Reiki, that I was meant to heal. But a lot of times I would hear from different people that, you know, they're able to see different colors. They're able to see the angels and guides and, you know, be able to use them to heal. And, you know, that was a little bit frustrating for me to not be able to see that, you know, in the way that others were seeing. But that was my limiting belief that was coming in. And so, you know, that it was something that I needed to heal and that I needed to clear in order to be able to see. And so, you know, eventually as I started the healing journey, as I was healing others, I'm doing the Reiki work, you know, I started to see the angels and I started to see them in a way that was very different from some others that I knew. You know, I didn't see them as colors at first, but it was images that I was seeing of angels and the guides. And so, you know, so it, for me, it was interesting that it came that way. And at first, it took me off guard because I wasn't quite sure of what it was that I was seeing. And then because, you know, whenever I heard from other people and how they saw it, it just didn't quite match. It didn't quite look the same. And so, you know, I connected with the angels. Well, at that point, I didn't know that the angels were stepping in, but, you know, I always had this voice telling me what it is that I needed to do, what it was that I needed to focus on. And so I connected with this voice, and I asked them, you know, what is it that I'm seeing? What is it, and is it something that I'm actually seeing? And so, you know, eventually, you know, I would receive the answer saying, yes, you know, you need to trust in what it is that you're seeing. You need to trust in what it is that, who it is that's coming in, and to eventually be able to understand that I had this divine healing team that was stepping in during my healings to be able to heal in a new way. And so eventually I, you know, learned of the angels and learned which angels were stepping forward and got to know them and, you know, connected with them. And so it really helped me to open and expand my clairvoyance and be able to see them in a much better way. And now, you know, I'm able to see them as well as others and guides and different beings that step forward because I was able to trust and have that knowing and also being able to keep practicing on what it is that I was seeing. And so when it comes to clairvoyance, that's how it comes. There's no one way that clairvoyance comes. So one great way of being able to practice your clairvoyance is being able to take an object. You know, an object that may be right in front of you. And then, you know, study that object, kind of look at it, and then close your eyes. And see if you can see that object still, you know, in your mind's eye. Now, what does it look like? What's the shape? What is the color? And that's how that starts. So, you know, when it comes to meditating and when it comes to tuning in, a lot of times we're able to picture those things that we put into our meditation, our heart space, you know, the things in nature. If you're able to see that within your heart space, that means that you are clairvoyant. You have that gift. But then now it's about expanding that gift. And so, you know, this month has been about expanding your gift and discovering your gift. And so if you're able to take an object and then close your eyes and picture that object in your mind, you have that gift. So I want you to keep practicing that. I want you to, I encourage all of you to do that this week, you know, to take different objects and then close your eyes and see if you can picture that object in your mind. And then, you know, if you are new to meditating, to you practice that in your heart space. So to put your hand on your heart, because whenever we, you know, put our hands wherever, our mind goes there. So putting your hand on your heart and really being in that heart space and then creating that atmosphere, that that space in your heart that is very calming for you. Picturing the body of water, if that's calming for you, the sunset, the other elements in nature that really resonate with you when it comes to being at peace and at calm. And that is going to be your space. That is going to be your space where you go to meditate, where you go to clear your mind, and then focus on, you know, asking the angels to step forward, asking your guides to step forward, and then, you know, you know, and being, you know, seeing them and to feel them and using all of your different senses to be able to connect with them. So I encourage all of us to do that this week. So now it makes me happy whenever I talk about the Clairs, because we all have these gifts, and you know, I want to be able to help you and help others to expand your gifts and to be able to use them in ways that you're meant to use them. And so, you know, if you're listening and you'd like to talk more about how you've already been using your gifts, maybe not realizing that you have, you know, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And I would love to talk to you about that. So, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad also so that you could be on air with me. So we are at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to go through a couple of announcements on what is coming up on Psychic Talk. So you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows that we have coming up. And on Saturday, we have Psychic Saturday, so Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be back, and they'll be talking about psychic spin. So are there infinite universes? So be sure to tune in as they talk about that. And they do have open lines, so you can call for a mini reading and just talk about the topic with them. And then on Sunday, Angelic Realms is back, and they, or Maria Jumas, will have our very own Sharona Rapsik on as an angel practitioner spotlight. So be sure to tune in with them on Sunday as well. And so, it is going to be amazing. So be sure to tune in, and you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming for all the shows that we have lined up for us. And then, you know, be sure to also tune in. We actually will be in December next week, I just realized. And so, the month has gone by really fast. And so be sure to tune in. And we will also have other hosts coming back next month. So be sure to check out what we have lined up by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. All right. So let's see here. I'm going to actually quickly look into our chat room here before going to calls and see if we have any. Okay. All right. So let's take a few calls. Now, and let's see here. We have caller area code 917. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 917. Oh, hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Area code 917.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Hi.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Joanna, calling from New York.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, what do you think is going to happen at this new job that I'm at right now? Is it going to, am I going to be here, or am I going to work in a school part-time? What do you see for me?
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. And so what they're showing me is that there is something that is going to change for you. And this change is going to be, I do see the school being more aligned for you. And you know, when it comes to the school, you know, what is it about the school that really makes you excited for it?
Maybe the community.
Okay. And so,
Part-time
what was that
work
again?
Is good too. Networking, part-time work, new people, excitement, working with kids.
Okay.
Maybe getting maybe getting very good results and getting more popular. Step
awesome.
Up in my career.
Wonderful. So, you know, I asked you that because what the angels are showing me that it's going to be important for you to build up that momentum, that energy of being excited. Because as you think about this, as you think about what it is that you're excited about, it's going to really shift that energy for you so that you're open to the abundance that you're meant for. So, you know, whenever it comes to excitement, when it comes to happiness and joy, that's when we are aligned to what it is that we're meant to do. So, yeah, I want to encourage you to keep thinking about that this week and as you think about the school. So it is meant for you, you know, so know that, but just keep up that momentum of that, you know, why it is that you want to be at the school and what it's going to look like. Imagine what it is going to look like and you know, see that vision for what it is that you want to do and what it is that you want to achieve at the school.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling in, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
All right. And we have another caller. So, hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
And what is your name? And where are you calling from?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from New York.
What was your name again?
It's Terry, and I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, Terry. Hi, Terry. So how can I help you today?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going back to acting school in 2020. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to see, I'm going to start working like a dog, working really, really hard. Just wanted to see, do you see me landing anything maybe in 2021? Any type of acting job, whether it's commercial or stage?
Okay. So let me ask you, what has really gotten you into acting?
You know what? A friend of mine suggested, an acting school once, and I went to it, but it's just that the school that I was going to before, I had to stop because of financial issues. So I want to get back into it.
Okay. And what really excites you when it comes to acting?
Well, you know what? What really excites me, I mean, I've always had the passion for it. Okay, commercials, I mean, as far as practicing, talking, that really got me into it. Unless you see me doing something differently.
Well, I kind of do. It's kind of in this area of acting. But have you thought about teaching?
I can do that.
Because that's what the angels are bringing to me. So I have Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And I do see that you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, right?
Yes, I'm done with
okay.
that now.
And I do feel that that's awesome that you've done that work. And so what they're showing me is that you're in the right arena, but they want you to really expand yourself. And so they want you to see yourself teaching when it comes to acting. So teaching on speaking, teaching on especially communication, because I can hear that you are great when it comes to your voice, when it comes to communicating. So that's, you know, I want you to really focus on that when it comes to this coming year. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel to you?
You know what? You hit it right on the money. Okay. And I'm into it. Definitely.
Awesome. So, yeah, you know, you have this natural gift, and that's why you're in acting. But, yeah, you know, what I really do see is really you having this passion grow as you teach, as you help others to become actors, to become speakers, because not only are you going to help them when it comes to acting, but you're going to help them when it comes to speaking and other gifts that they have using their voice. So I do see you doing such an amazing thing when it comes to teaching others. So, you know, I want you to focus on that and do some meditating on it and really get excited for it. See that vision. You know, we're still in this energy of manifesting. So, you know, I want to encourage you to see that bigger picture. What is it that you really want to achieve when it comes to acting, when it comes to teaching and helping others? So really think big picture. And if any fears come in, if any doubts come in, to call on Archangel Raphael and do some more healing. Because as we are asked to step out of our comfort zones, fears always do come in. So, you know, asking him to help us to clear that so that you're free from the fear. You know, I do feel it in your solar plexus right now, in your stomach, the fears that are coming in, some doubts. But, you know, to clear that with the archangels, and they'll help you to see what it is that you're meant to do and see that next step that you're supposed to take. So I hope that helps.
That helps tremendously. Okay. Sounds good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So if you are tuning in and would like to talk about your gifts, or if you'd like to talk about the energy of this week, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you could be on air with me and talk to me about your gifts and what it is that you're meant to do. And, you know, this I've talked about 2020 a lot recently on here, on my Facebook page, and it's because the angels and the divine are really preparing us for 2020 to be able to step out of our comfort zones, to be able to step into our purpose. And so 2020 is going to be an amazing year. And next month, I'm actually going to be doing a preview on the year 2020. And it's going to be very exciting. Next week, I'm going to actually start with talking about December the energy of December, as well as the week. But then also, we're, you know, as we near the end of 2019, I'm going to be talking about 2020 and what it is that we need to expect. And it's going to be an amazing year of growth. But this month, you know, these last few months that we've had, it was, you know, huge months about growth. You know, we were asked to grow. We were asked to transform and expand. And now we're going to take those lessons and we're going to take the gifts that we learned about this month and use them and to see that bigger picture. And, you know, of course, when it comes to the angels, they always have me go through this before I share it with other people. But, you know, they have really shown me what it is that my bigger picture is when it comes to next year, what it is that I'm meant to achieve and step into. And this is what's happening with a lot of us. And so, you know, it's going to be important for us to see that. What is it that's coming in for us through the lessons and through our gifts for to be able to help other people in a bigger way to make that impact that we're meant to make? And so, you know, I want to encourage us to do that tuning in this week. You know, first loving ourselves, because when we are in that energy of love, when we are in the energy of really seeing ourselves in this amazing way that the divine sees us, we're then able to see the things that we are meant to do and we can do. And so Archangel Uriel especially comes in, you know, showing us our power and showing us that we are meant to do these amazing things and that we are magnificent, so that we can step out of our comfort zones and take those next steps so that we can do those things that we're meant to do, whether it's writing a book, whether it is being a speaker, you know, whether it's, you know, making an impact in your community in a bigger way. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to tune in with the angels and ask them, what is it that I'm supposed to take away from the last few months that I've grown, from the lessons that I've learned, and with my gifts? What is it that I'm supposed to do? And so I want to encourage you to ask those things from the angels. And whenever we ask, the angels are always there. The divine is always there to provide us the answers. And it's all around us. The signs are all there. They're all over, you know, whether it's through whatever it is that comes in our mind, and then being able to see the angel numbers that comes in at the same time, that's one, you know, that's a sign for us to know, hello, pay attention, we're showing you what it is that you're meant to see. And, you know, all these other different ways through other people and through different signs that really resonate with you. And so I encourage all of us to do that tuning in. So let's go to our next caller. So let's see. Call it area code 678. Hello, caller. What is your name?
Hi, my name
Hello?
Is Sonia. Hi, my name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. I'm calling
Hi.
From Georgia.
Oh, awesome. So how are you today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful.
I'm just
so
fine.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling because I recently just had a breakup with my boyfriend, and I just wanted to know if you see anyone new coming into my life. We kind of been doing this off and on for a minute now, but last
mm-hmm.
night was like, it's literally over.
Mm-hmm. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what he's showing me is right now it's time for you to heal. So it's time for you to do healing and to really focus on you. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of things. If you call on Archangel Raphael and do some meditating, he's going to be able to show you your who you truly are. And how long were you in this relationship with him?
How was my relationship with him?
No, how long was it that you were in this relationship?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. So what they're showing me is that you've kind of lost yourself when it came to this relationship. So, you know, you were really invested in this relationship, but you kind of lost yourself in the process. And so Archangel Raphael really wants you to tune in with him so that he can help you to, you know, heal and to and help you to understand who you truly are. And, you know, this week is about, you know, giving yourself grace, forgiving yourself for those things that may be hard for you, and then to really love yourself. And Archangel Shamuel comes in this week with this week's energy to really help us to love ourselves and do those things that we're passionate about, do those things that make us who we truly are. So going back to basics, back to who you are. And so I want to encourage you to do this work with the angels, and they're going to show you what it is that you need to go back to, what it is that your focus should be on as you're doing this healing work. And as you do this work, as you rebuild that love for yourself, it's going to help you to strengthen that foundation of love so that you are going to be able to open up to that abundance of love, including abundance for other things that we're meant for. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it really does. Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So this week, you know, I want to encourage all of you to really tune in. And I want to encourage you to discover your gifts. And, you know, we're already at the top, almost at the top of the hour. But, you know, this week is about, you know, letting go of those things that no longer serve us and giving yourself that grace, forgiving yourself for those things that may come in that may trigger us, that may anger us, that may frustrate us. And then to give it to the divine and let it go so that you can be open to the lessons that come in with that, to be able to see the perspective, change your perspective on all those things that, you know, to be able to see all those things that we're meant to see, you know, because we are on the spiritual journey. And we're always meant to grow. We're always meant to learn things on this journey. And it's about remembering who we truly are as we go through the challenges, so to speak. And as we go through life, you know, we're supposed to take everything as lessons and to know that the divine is always supporting and guiding us. They're always working for our highest good. And they want us to be abundant. And they want us to do those things that we're truly meant to do. We are given passions for a reason. We feel the passions. And we feel these feelings of happiness and joy because we're meant to be in that energy. We're meant to be happy. We're meant to be in joy. We're meant to live a life of, you know, in a high vibration and love and abundance. We're meant for abundance. And so, it's really important for us to go back to what it is that we are truly passionate about. And our gifts that we have when it comes to clairaudience and clairvoyance and claircognizance and clairsentience and other clairs that are there as well. There is also clairgustance, which is being able to taste, as well as clair olfaction, which is being able to clearly smell. And we have all of these gifts because they're from the divine, but it's also within us. We were brought here to be able to use our gifts and be able to take those gifts and use them for our highest good, to do those things that we're meant to do, that purpose that we're meant for, and to be able to share that with others and to share our divine love and light that we are with others. And so I want to encourage you to really tune in this week, tune in with the angels, really love yourselves and see those gifts that you have. You know, whenever I connect with people, I'm able to see your gifts. I'm able to see what it is that you can do, that the amazing things you're here to do. And so I want to encourage you to tune in to the angels, to the divine, and really be able to see that, really be able to know how it is that you're meant to make that impact in this world. And we all are here to make that impact in this world. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I will actually be back here next week to talk about, do a wrap-up. So we'll be in December, but I'm actually going to do a wrap-up next week on our guests. And maybe talk about the clairgustance as well as clairolfaction just a little bit. And then to talk about what to expect when it comes to next month's energy in December. We're already in December next week, which is crazy. We're almost at 2020. And it's going to be amazing as we prepare to go into 2020. And so be sure to join me next week as we wrap that up, as we talk about next month and what to expect. And so this week, to really love yourself, do those things that you're passionate about, and tune in, do some meditating, see your gifts, and see what it is that you're meant to do, and to remember to manifest this week, because we are ending this month with that energy. So to do, you know, continue to do that manifesting, continue to do this work of understanding who you truly are and what it is that you're meant to do. So I want to thank everyone for joining me, for calling in. And also, you know, our show was sponsored by Free Third Eye Readings. So be sure to tune in, check out their group at psychictalk.net/third eye, and you'll be able to see all that they have to offer. And until next week, I send you lots of love and light. And, you know, as always, you can always reach out to me by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine. And you could find me and find all the ways that you reach out to me there. And you can also go to my page as well. So if you go to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath, C-A-T-H, you'll be able to see the messages that the angels bring, as well as channel guidance that I do, as well as energy of the week, which I will be doing very soon as soon as I come off here. But, you know, I want to thank everyone and send you all lots of love and light. And I will be talking to all of you next week. So bye-bye for now.